Welcome to Listen to Reading. I will be reading Quiet by Paul Bright. Your job is to listen to the reading. You must follow along and look at the pictures. Please turn to the first page. There's a blue dot on the first page. I will read and tell you when to change the pages. Deep in the jungle, chimps were chattering. Frogs were croaking, birds were chirping, and a million insects were humming and buzzing. That's a lot of noise. Turn the page. It was time for baby Leo to take his morning nap. He'll never get to sleep with all this noise, said Mama Lion to Leo's father. Isn't there something you can do?
Do, said Papa Lion. Do?
I am the king of all animals. Of course there's something I can do. He stood up tall, puffed out his huge chest, and roared. Turn the page.
Quiet!
Turn the page. And so baby Leo fell asleep. And then Papa Lion whispered softly, but so clearly that all the creatures could hear him. If any of you makes a noise and wakes up Leo, I will gobble you up. And all was quiet in the jungle. Quiet as the morning mist, quiet as the opening flowers, quiet as a baby sleeping. Suddenly, turn page. Calling and crowing, squeaking and squawking, beaks pecking and claw scratching, two parrots were arguing in the bushes. Quiet, said Papa Lion as loud as he dared, in case baby Leo was still sleeping. It's all right, said Mama Lion. Leo's fast asleep. Oh, well, said Papa Lion, but I could have used a snack. Once again, all was quiet in the jungle, quiet as the trees growing toward the sky, quiet as the leaves reaching out toward the light, quiet as a baby sleeping. And suddenly, turn the page. Chuckling and chortling, snickering and snickering, the hyena was laughing, laughing like hyenas do. But nobody knew what was so funny. Quiet, said Papa Lion as loudly as he dared, in case his son was still sleeping. It's all right, said Mama Lion. He's still asleep. Oh, well, said Papa Lion, but I am getting hungry. Then all was quiet in the jungle, quiet as the calm after a storm, quiet as sunshine after rain, quiet as a baby sleeping. Suddenly, turn the page. Howling and hooting and screeching and chattering, swinging and swooping, a family of monkeys was leaping through the trees. Quiet, said Papa Lion as loudly as he dared, just in case Leo was still sleeping. It's all right, said Mama Lion. Leo's asleep. Oh, well, said Papa Lion, but now I'm very hungry. Change the page. It was the middle of the day, and the jungle was hot and humid. The animals crept into the shade of the trees, drowsy and dozing. All was quiet in the jungle, quiet as the blazing sun, quiet as the shadows underneath the trees, quiet as a baby sleeping. Suddenly, turn the page. Splashing and squelching, ooing and awing, a hippopotamus was yawning in the cool, muddy shadows of the river. Quiet, Papa Lion said as loudly as he dared, in case the baby lion was still sleeping. It's all right, said Mama Lion. Leo's fast asleep. Huh, said Papa Lion. I guess my eyes are bigger than my belly. Turn the page. But Papa Lion rubbed his tummy again and began to think. I do wish someone would make just a little more noise and wake up baby Leo just for a minute. Yet all remaining quiet in the jungle, quiet as the fish swimming in the river, quiet as the bird soaring in the sky, quiet as the baby sleeping. Suddenly, turn the page. A rumbling and growing, a groaning and moaning, a gurgling and burbling, a noise like nothing ever heard before. Loud as thunder, loud as the banging drum, loud as a baby crying. Who has woken up baby Leo? Cried Mama Lion. Find out who it was, Papa, now. Turn the page. It's me, said Papa Lion meekly.
My stomach is rumbling because I'm so hungry.